A gale warning from NOAA was in effect Sunday as Togiak herring fishing got underway. The fleet faced winds over 30 miles per hour, and that posed a challenge for fishermen, said area management biologist Tim Sands.
The same fleet is over there, and it's pretty tough conditions because of weather. I know some fish is being taken, but I don't think a lot.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game surveyed the district Saturday and concluded that enough herring had arrived to meet the threshold for opening the fishery, 35,000 tons. The combined purse seine and gillnet quota for the Togiak District sacro fishery is about 24,000 tons, slightly larger than last year's quota. It's mostly seiners participating. ADF&G only expects one gillnet boat to be a part of the fishery this year. As for quality, when herring swim into the waters near Togiak, it can take some time for them to mature enough for their spawn to be marketable.
I've heard reports that it's mixed at this point. So some are mature, but not all of them. And that's typically what we see the first couple days of the fishery. There's not a whole lot of mature fish around. It just takes them a couple days to ripen up once they come into the shallow water.
Herring fishing in Togiak is open until further notice, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will close fishing when the fleet takes close to the quota. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.